Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, they tell me it is Women's History Month, and I think that's wonderful for lactating people. Congratulations, lactating people. I know this. There aren't any lactating people that listen to the program. There are women who listen to my program, but not many lactating people. That said, how will the whatevers, and that means whatever they call themselves on the left, handle this? How is it even possible, people? Please, somebody explain this to me because my brain is going pitter-patter. But leftists can't even define woman. How can there be a Women's History Month? Because, see, here's what I know of conservative women. They don't need to be appreciated 1 month out of the year. Don't let them succumb to the nonsense of what black people do. And also, now that leftists have declared men who become women, women, how do we treat this month? Is it pseudo-women's month or fake-women's month? History month? I went to the womenshistorymonth.gov page. Let me tell you what I found. March is Women's History Month. The Library of Congress, National Archives and Records Administration, National Endowment for the Humanities. Funny they would use the word endowment. National Gallery of Art, National Park Service, Smithsonian, blah, blah, blah. Join in commemorating and encouraging the study, observance, and celebration of the vital role of women in American history. I'm glad they put that preposition in there, because if they said the study, observance, and celebration of women in American history, I fit right in, especially on the observing kind. I'm very observant of women. But here's what's funny. They give that, and then the very next thing they talk about is All-American, the power of sports. The new exhibition, open until January 7th of 2024 at the National Archives Museum, includes stories and artifacts related to women trailblazers in sports, such as Wilma Rudolph, Billie Jean King, and Althea Gibson. Funny, they put two black women and one lesbian all in that. But fine, okay, great. I'll ask you this question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And we got a lot to talk about today. We won't just be talking about women's history. But I have a question for you. What's that going to look like? Are they closing down this museum, this new exhibition in 2024 because they know it's going to be dominated by trans men who become women? Why are they doing this? And they have a picture of the U.S. women's soccer team full of women. Hey, let me tell you what, Megan Rapinoe and any other woman on the U.S. women's soccer team, if you keep letting men play your sport, you won't be on it. Now look, they have something going on every day. March the 8th, I saw International Women's Day Symposium, Women Leadership in Tech and Investment. March the 9th. Afrofuturism, Big Objects, Big Stories. I go to prepare a place for you by Bisa Butler. I know that's about black folks because it's Afrofuturism. They must not have seen the Jetsons. There ain't no black people in the Jetsons. Anyway, moving on. March 11th, Creativity is Magic. Maya Lin Festival at the National Portrait Gallery. I don't know who she is. Is she Asian? Asian, I don't know, or maybe they use the pronouns they, them, who knows? Live at the library, Women in Photography, stories from the Not an Ostrich exhibition. Photojournalist Sharon Farmer, the first woman and the first African-American to be director of the White House Photography Office. You're going to get regaled, folks, with all these women first. The first woman to stub her toe, first woman to break her leg, I don't know, first woman to beat a man to death, who knows? And then they go all the way up to March 30th, they have a panel discussion. live at the library. The Olivia Records story. Historian Bonnie Morris interviews veterans of Olivia Records, the pioneering woman-owned record company founded in Washington, D.C., which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, introducing the sound of women's music in the early 1970s with artists such as Meg Christian and Chris Williamson. Olivia Records offered albums and concert events with a woman-loving sensibility in a time before LGBT rights. They're going to cover the gamut of all the intersectionality and all the cultural issues surrounding, what, gender, I guess? Let's hope that all 71 genders are represented in Women's History Month. If I appear to be mocking it, it's because I am. It's because I'm looking at this stuff and I'm saying to myself, how dare they? This administration pretends to care about women, and every time you turn around, they're letting transsexuals do something. And look, folks, I am pro-woman. I'm pro-biological woman to my core, to my rabid core. I am adamant to let women be women. And I will tell you this. By the way, there was a group of players for the Toronto Raptors who said women are to be very much the number one because they birthed us all. Women gave birth to everybody, so they are the cradle of civilization. So we have to respect them. It was just the worst thing you've ever heard. We have the clip, right?
Girls were in the world because they're the only one that can procreate. They birth everybody. All women are great because they're all queens.
All women are great because they're all queens. That's going to go over well in the old tease of the LGBT world. We told y'all we coming and we are queens and we going to take over y'all for y'all women. It tickles me on multiple levels. Let me tell you why. Number one, the transsexuals are the real queens, right? I mean, that's what they call themselves. These guys, all women are queens. Okay. I think some may differ with you on that. And number two, okay, youngsters, young black players for Toronto, I don't know what the women are up in your neck of the woods, but all women are not queens. Some women are, y'all ready? Skanks! Some of them are not queens. The idea that, let me tell you, I grew up thinking that all women were to be admired and exalted and all that, and then I got into the real world. And I learned how they fake pregnancies and let other men raise the children that they have by other men and try to get men in jail for saying they molest their children and all kinds of stuff. Happy Women's History Month, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, in celebration of Women's History Month, how about we celebrate a couple of really interesting chicks? Jill Biden and Gisele Fetterman. Jill Biden is watching her demented husband have to perform as president, and she knows he's not capable. And look at Gisele Fetterman. Her husband checks himself into the hospital for depression, and what'd she do? Takes the kids, heads north to Canada, and who knows where. Critics on social media, they write, have questioned a decision by Gisele Barreto Fetterman, wife of fake U.S. Senator John Fetterman, to leave the country following her husband's hospitalization. Apparently, this woman does not know the song, Stand By Your Man. Stand by your man, bum, 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 give him two arms to cling to. Fetterman's hugging himself because Gisele is upped and jumped like a gazelle and left the country. Here's what she did, though. She tweeted that she had taken the couple's children to Canada amid intense media attention following the senator's admission to the hospital. And look, I will give her credit for that. I will tell you, I can only imagine the media frenzy that was going on. But I don't think I would do it if my wife were in the hospital. I would say, I'm going to send the kids over to grandma's house, or I'm going to send the kids over with the nanny into a hotel or something, but I don't think I would up and leave my newly minted senator, because he's got a whole other set of problems that we'll get into another time. But here's what she said. I am not really sure how to navigate this journey, but I'm figuring it out slowly. 1 week ago today, when the news dropped, the kids were off from school, and media trucks circled our home. I did the first thing I could think of, pack them in the car and drive. We drove straight into Canada and lovely Buffalo, New York. Sharing a photo and a short video, she added that she and the children, quote, did some scary things, but we did them together. We ziplined over Niagara Falls and August got stuck. So my daddy, Sling Blade, is in the hospital from depression. These guys are out having a great time. And again, I don't know how people detox. I don't know how people take the stress out of life and all these different things. I'm not one of these people. I watch the cop shows and they go, well, she didn't act like she had, her husband had been killed and she was not involved. I give them the benefit of the doubt. But then I end up watching the end of the cop show where they go, yep, she did it. So here's my question. Do you think Gisele Barreto Fetterman drove her husband into the insane asylum? Or do you think he did it himself? Or do you think it's any of the other things that I've talked about multiple times on this program? That leftism will make you do crazy stuff. And finally, you come to the conclusion that you are not your own person. Did Fetterman come to this conclusion and decide, you know what? Life's not worth it. I need to check myself in. Some social media users, they say, were highly critical of the decision in question why she had chosen to leave the United States while her husband is in the hospital. And they quote Candace Owens, but I don't consider her an expert in anything. She's a nice person. Well, she may be. My experience with her is she's somewhat aloof, but I'm sure there are people who really like her because she's certainly much more popular than I. But I don't really care what she has to say. But I will tell you this. I look at how leftist women treat their husbands. These men that are little more than, I call them male hyenas. They're merely there to give seed to the clan. I don't know what you call a hyena group. A group of cacklers. But anyway, whatever they are, the males are nothing. They're subjugated to the females. That's what I look at. Any guy that's on the left who marries a leftist woman, with rare exception, he's a girly man. He's not a real man. Not by anybody's definition. And for the record, I don't even want to hear leftist. You can call me if you want, 844-551-8255. But you know that's all you have is girly men. Don't get mad at me for telling you the truth. You don't even have a definition for woman. So if you don't have a definition for woman, what is a man? I'm not going to play. Other people can get into these philosophical battles with these idiots. I'm not going to do it. You come here for truth, I'm going to give you truth. Let me explain. These two women represent leftist women absolutely fantastically. For those that consider themselves women, they represent them unbelievably well. Perfect examples of finger quote Women's History Month leftist examples. They force their men. Why do you think Dr. Jill would want her husband to do this? They had plenty of money. I don't know what age she is. She's his trophy wife, but Joe's way gone. He's way too far gone. 80 years old, and well beyond his prime. Why wouldn't you say to Joe, we don't need the presidency. You were vice president under what leftists believe is the greatest president ever. Why don't you take your money? Don't get bothered and bogged down in other stuff. Why don't we just go and rot off into the sunset? You know why Dr. Jill couldn't do that? Because she wanted to be first lady. And because her husband is incapacitated, she's probably making a lot of the decisions in this country, which is scary. Have you seen how she dresses? This woman can't even dress herself appropriately. She looked like a Minecraft game the other day. Some of the older folks won't get what that is, but I got a 16-year-old that was playing Minecraft when he was 10 through 12, so I know what it is. Somebody wrote this. The competition is over. We have a winner. Gisele Fetterman edges out Meghan Markle and Jill Biden for the worst wife in the world. That's what Jerry Callahan wrote, who's a podcast guy. Great observation. Edges out Meghan Markle. When you think about the women on the left, when you think about Fetterman and the condition he's in, and you think about, what is it, Women's History Month, and you think about leftist finger quote women, those three are the best examples. You want another one? Oh, you still want to throw up. You still haven't quite gotten it out into the barf bag. All right. Hillary Clinton. What do you think Bill is thinking about with her? Who wears the pants in that family, so to speak? Would you want to be married to Hillary Clinton? Oh, you need more. I get it. Okay, no problem. How about Joy Behar's husband? Is she married? I can keep going. Pelosi? Okay, I'll stop there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is telling a Senate committee there is a downside to low unemployment and other signs of economic recovery.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected. which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Powell reiterated the Fed's goal is to bring inflation down to 2%. A tragic end for four people from South Carolina who crossed into Mexico. Two are dead, another wounded, a fourth not seriously harmed. They were shot at and kidnapped by Mexican drug cartel soldiers last week. Another big storm is bearing down on California, even as people in the San Bernardino Mountains try to survive. Forecasters say massive amounts of rain and snow will continue to fall in the West over the next 2 weeks. Federal government's going to court to try to stop the planned merger of Spirit Airlines and JetBlue. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I posted this question on Twitter the other day, and I asked, if you could have one person held accountable for his or her actions, who would you pick? And I put, I would pick Adam Schiff. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So I ask you, if you could pick one person that you go, I know this person is guilty, and they need to be held accountable, who would it be? And I'm going to tell you, answers were pretty surprising. I know there are so many people to choose from, and so many good reasons to choose other people than other than Adam Schiff. And let's go through the list real quick. I mean, Hunter Biden, who wouldn't want Hunter Biden held to, you know, come to justice? I'm talking about you've proven that he's guilty, and everything that you picked this person, and everything that they did comes to light. Maybe that's a different way to put it, and maybe your answer would change because of that. A lot of people picked Joe Biden, and had I framed it that way, I probably would have picked Joe Biden. But I just said you could have one person held accountable for his or her actions. Who would it be? And again, I picked Adam Schiff. The number one name, at least up until the time of this broadcast, was Fauci. The persons who put him, I'm going to tell you, almost uniformly, and this will seem like a little thing, but it's actually a pretty big deal. They almost uniformly said, put Fauci. They didn't put Anthony Fauci. They didn't put Dr. Anthony Fauci. The one guy who did put Dr. Anthony Fauci put doctor in parentheses. So much said, folks, in the brevity of that choice. Nobody called him by his clinical name, Dr. Anthony Fauci. That would have shown deference, right? But the person put Fauci. An infamous icon at this point, the man who's killed more Americans than any other person in our history. In this very unofficial poll, Fauci overwhelmingly received more votes than anybody. I find that shocking when you think about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Clintons, and I could go on, right? All these crooked politicians. And admittedly, when the guy put Fauci, it made me take pause. And I will admit, I was a little bit skewed because there was a picture of Schiff up when I saw it, when I decided, you know what, I wonder who people would pick. I'd pick Adam Schiff. So I was sort of
tricked myself into doing it. The next respondent, and this is in no particular order. Fauci is number one. I'll go ahead and tell you that. But the next respondent wrote Pelosi 100%. They didn't just write Pelosi. They said Pelosi 100%. Again, a one-name response that needs no more clarification, no more information, no more explanation. The disdain of this person, clear. The disdain for Pelosi, I should say, of this particular person, clear in their response. Same as it was for Fauci. And again, who can argue with that choice of probably one of America's most evil villains? Much of what has come in the way of reckless legislation was overseen by Cruella de Pelosi. And if you really look at the crimes that she committed, J6, the January 6th stuff, what do you think her fingerprints would be on January 6th? HRC, one person wrote. Many other people just put Hillary, and you know her by her full name, Hillary rotten to her nasty core Clinton. Again, another great choice. Again, one word. That's all you need. I don't know who else is named Hillary. I remember the girl who was a sister of Carlton in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Her name was Hillary in the show. I don't know very many Hillarys. Hillary Swank? Isn't that her name? An actress? Be careful, Kevin. That's close to skank. You know her by Hillary. Do you know all these leftist icons you know by one name? And that's all they have to put, Hillary. HRC. What damage has HRC done to the Republic? We may never fully calculate. And while the Clintons have an impressive body count, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson, their killings pale in comparison to Dr. Death, a.k.a. Anthony Fauci the Fraud. You know who else made the list? It was a bit surprising to me. Justice John Roberts made the list. I know. And the person who selected John Roberts put this. John Roberts, for his abrupt 180 degree on Obamacare, that win for Obama put in motion everything happening to get today. It was and is still unconstitutional. But what will we learn from Roberts? Will we learn that he was part of a conspiracy, that they indeed had dirty pictures of him at Epstein Island? Because that's what he's accused of. What would we learn? And what body of work would, you know, what would come from learning from him? In other words, Fauci, and the reason why I didn't pick Fauci is because maybe you learn something about the AIDS stuff that he did back in the 80s, and then the lobby gets mad at him, the LGBTs get mad at him. Certainly, we know he's the biggest killer in American history, and that alone puts him up there. But how many other pieces of the pie would we get? See, that's why I picked Schiff. Schiff was lying about Russian collusion, impeached Trump, tried to impeach him, lied about Ukraine and the situation there, impeached him. What if we found out everything there was to know about Schiff, all the dirty deeds he did, hiding different witnesses, not letting us get to certain witnesses? If we learned everything about him, what can of worms would be opened? See, that's why I picked him. I'm not telling you that I'm right, because I don't think there is a right or a wrong answer. Different people put all of them. How about we just get all the Democrats and arrest them? But no, you can only pick one. Bill Clinton made the list, but I'll tell you something. Bill Clinton compared to Hillary is a choir boy. I don't want Bill. I want Hillary. If I had to pick between the two, which would you pick if you had to pick between the two? One person, if I had a top 10, I don't think Roberts, the Justice Roberts, would make it. I don't even think Bill Clinton would make it, as I think about it. Fauci, Hillary, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, maybe their uncle brother, you know, Joe's brother and Hunter's uncle, maybe them. Maybe the Obamas? I mean, who's your top 10? I'm just looking for one, but who would be the top 10
leftists you would want to know what they did and put them in prison? Would Lois Lerner make your list? One person's response appeared to be a bit more personal. He chose Democratic Governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. A selfish choice, but I understand the response, particularly for those living in Michigan. But when I posed the question, I was thinking more broadly. I was thinking, you know, if you get Gretchen Whitmer, you don't get much. If you get Pelosi, you get a lot. If you get Adam Schiff, you get a lot. And look, I'm trying to think out loud here. There are other scoundrels that we could put on this list. Very bad people. But I mean, of the ones we've talked about, I don't think it gets any worse than Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Hillary. Now, those are, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but that's got to be the top five, right, of the infamous Dr. Evils in America. Oh, you know, but that brings up the other point. There are some evil people in the world. Let me give you an example. A couple of people picked Klaus Schwab, the guy who's running the WEF. But you know what was funny? What was noticeably missing in this list? George Soros. I completely agree, by the way, that Klaus Schwab is an evil man. He, and some people might add this guy, Bill Gates, have done some very evil things in terms of population control, things like that. They are not to be trusted with anything. But the interesting omission of Soros, I found it profound because he's mentioned almost daily in conservative circles and is the epitome of evil. Evil against America. But nobody mentioned it. Maybe, folks, maybe we're maturing. That's what I concluded. Maybe we're maturing. Maybe we're maturing to the level that we know that there is no one boogeyman. That the left has many boogeymen. And we got to fight against them all. And I don't know where you'd rank these guys. I'm sure there are other evil people. You know, if you go into the conspiracy theories with the Vanderbilts and the Rothschilds and people like that. But I'll be honest with you. I don't see what they're doing. I don't see where their money goes. But I can see the evil of the people that we've talked about. There is no right or wrong answer. I'm curious what you think. Give us a note. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We got more. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Posed a question the other day, and I was really curious because I had run across a picture of a Schiff, and I thought to myself, here's a guy, he should have been kicked out of Congress long ago, and he's actually making a run for the Senate. He may get rewarded for what he's done. How's that even possible? So I tweeted, if you could pick one, could have one person held accountable for his or her actions, who would you pick? I would pick Adam Schiff. And I think it was symbolic because I think if Schiff were to go down, this guy's an evil person. Tucker Carlson actually teased this. He talked about Schiff. He made a very short little video, but I promise you, Tucker sees in Adam Schiff what I see. And here's that clip.
So you always imagine in your mind's eye that it's evil men who destroy society, wild-eyed, spit-flecked dictators pounding the podium to demand the annihilation of their enemies. That's the Hollywood version of it. But in real life, people like that rarely get very far. They're too obvious. It's not the cartoon demons you've got to worry about. It's weak men in positions of power. They're the most dangerous. Men with no principles but the desire for self-preservation. Hollow men who live in terror of being revealed for who they really are. Men who will do anything to save themselves. That's who you should be afraid of. And you can see that in our current moment. The weakest are the most destructive. How much of his childhood do you think Adam Kinzinger spent hanging from the wedgie nail? How many swirlies did Eric Swalwell endure in high school? How old was Adam Schiff before a girl other than his sister kissed him voluntarily? It makes you shudder to think about it. These are sad, insecure, broken men filled with envy and bitterness from their lonely childhoods. They hate you because they hate themselves. It's not their masculinity that's toxic. It's their lack of it.
Ouch. That was scathing. And so true. Tucker says, these are men that have no principles. The weakest are the most destructive. And then he goes on to dissect their miserable little childhoods and upbringings. And he is 100% right. And that's why I keep telling you, when you see guys like Adam Schiff, you got to know they are drunk on power. That's why I picked them. I'm not saying it's right, because I don't think there is a wrong answer here, to be honest with you. Let me ask you this. Could you have picked anybody in the media? Maybe Jeff Bezos, who bought the Washington Post. Maybe it was Jeff Zucker, the guy who used to be the CEO or president of CNN. Are there any media people that have blatantly lied? Rachel Maddow, those folks that you'd like to see get justice, real justice, what they deserve. You know who was strikingly missing, and it was probably just due to memory, when I asked the question of who would you want to see prosecuted prosecuted. You know they're guilty. You want them prosecuted. How about James Comey? James Comey, if I have a top 10 list, he's on it. Is he on your top 10 list? What about the guy who replaced him? Christopher Wray. What about him? I think this guy, look at everything we've learned about Ray, just in a little bit of time. Oh, the FBI was okay. We were fair with Trump, and we were as fair with Trump as we were with Biden. I could go on. Liars to their core. They were not fair. What about, this is going back quite a ways here, but Anthony Weiner. Did we really get to see what he was about? I mean, I guess he got kicked out of Congress. Did he go to jail? I don't think he went to jail. What about all the people who lied to get this stuff to the Pfizer courts? What about them? Who are the biggest liars in politics? Now, before I answer this for you, I'm going to say this. We know it's Democrats, but I'm saying be specific. Now, I know who the biggest liar is in politics. It is absolutely unequivocally Joe Biden. But what about the people who are right there with him? The Kamala Harrises of the world. And again, I refer back to the media people. And then I think the question for you to, before you can answer that, you got to ask yourself, what is it you want to learn? If you want to know where Kennedy got shot, you know, who killed Kennedy, that's one thing. But if you want to know who started the lies on Trump, who enlisted the help of the FBI, who did all these other things, that is a little bit of a different thing. See, I do want to know. I want to know who started this, truly did this Russian collusion hoax. I know it's Hillary Clinton, but there were so many people that were selling it. Adam Schiff's one of them. And he continues to beat up on Trump and Trump supporters. I want him arrested for his lies. Maybe we shift to The View, people like Joy Behar. What would we do if she got arrested? Think about also as you contemplate who gets arrested. What are the societal ramifications if Hillary Clinton's arrested? That's a bigger deal than Comey, wouldn't you say? or Barack Obama. By the way, none of the Obamas weren't on the list. But we know that they did some illegal stuff. Just all food for thought. Now, Tucker mentioned Eric Swalwell. Swalwell made the list. Somebody was like, look, anybody that can date a Chinese spy and get away with it and be as vehemently anti-American as he is, he should be on the list. But as I thought about him, I thought about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She let the Muslim Brotherhood be the IT guys for a lot of Democrats. That, she got no real punishment for that. I mentioned Lois Lerner. What about her? What if we found out everything we needed to know that she was indeed targeting conservatives and then there was a cover-up? In other words, let's look at the connective dots if you arrest Lois Lerner and she goes to jail. We got Ghislaine Maxwell. She's connected to Epstein, but Epstein's dead. And they put out his list, and it was the most mundane list I've ever seen. Oh, and the first name on it, guess who the first name on Epstein's list is? If he's the worst guy there. Donald Trump. Now, Bill Gates, who got divorced probably over the Epstein thing and made the comment, yeah, I had dinner with him once, and then there's pictures with him on the island, and he's completely lying. And over, let's not forget that Bill Gates is one of these eugenicists who wants to limit the number of people who are on Earth, and he's been funding this stuff, including the stuff that we've been learning about what's happening with COVID. What about that? Does that qualify him? He's certainly on my top 10. I'd like to see him in prison. I'd like to see him, you know, having to protect his manhood and start dropping dime on people, saying to his attorneys, get me out, man. I can't last a day. I can't last, man. You don't know what they're doing to me in here. Oh, yeah, we do. They're doing to you in there, Bill, what you've been doing to us for decades. We understand what's going on. So I don't know. I don't know what the list is. But I will tell you this. I've watched these bureaucrats who are the worst of the worst, the most incompetent piece of... They are incompetent to their rotten core. And I've watched them get ahead. And I'm sick of it. I don't know if we have time for this clip. Do we have time for Congressman Bud Grilling, the guy they want to head the FAA?
So, Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So... That's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect us national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
Obviously, you'd oversee the Federal Aviation Administration. So any idea what those restrictions are under basic med, quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions, I think, would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and altitude you can fly under. So amount of knots, it's under 250 knots. So it's not have anything to do with blood pressure. So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Let's keep going. What are the three aircraft certifications the FAA requires as part of the manufacturing process? Quickly, please. Three aircraft certifications.
What I would say to that is that one of my first priorities would be to fully implement that Certification Act and report.
You know the three types, Mr. Washington? The three types? Okay. Yeah, that's type certificate, production certificate, airworthiness certificate. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's just keep going, see if we can get lucky here. So can you tell me what the minimum separation distance is for landing and departing airliners during the daytime?
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're running out of time. I think you get the picture, right? These people are incompetent. And the Democrats put people in charge of things that have no idea. Why is this guy being considered? He's black.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.